been looking at verse 5. We've come down to "my cup runneth over." I believe David says that with regard to everything he has said up to that point. It's like an exclamation point at the end of the sentence, "my cup runneth over." We've seen that that is indicative of the blessings of God. We saw last week in Psalm 68 in verse 19 concerning these blessings. "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." Who, referring back to the Lord, he's the source. We see the frequency of these blessings, it's daily. We see the degree of the blessings, he loadeth us. We're loaded down with them. And we see the character, they are benefits. They are advantageous to us. They are for our good. That would include trials, afflictions, disease, sickness. Those are all blessings because they are benefits. They are for our good. So we don't even know how to count blessings. And even if we did, we wouldn't be able to. So we want to look at these God-bestowed blessings. What the psalmist said in Psalm 115 and verse 15 is true of all, whether saved or unsaved. It's true of all of us. "You're blessed of the Lord." Ye are. Doesn't say ye have been. Ye are. Present tense. Continuously. Again, daily. "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." So that's a marvelous fact. "Ye are blessed of the Lord." Why didn't he just say that? "Ye are blessed of the Lord." Why did he add, "which made heaven and earth"? Because that, again, speaks of the degree of blessings. The very one who made heaven and earth, as Brother Mark was just speaking of, is the one who blesses us. "Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth." So look at those words. "Ye," you can insert your name there. "Ye are," that's passive voice. That means we're being acted upon. If we're acted upon, we're acted upon by an outside power. That outside power, of course, being the Lord. "You're blessed." That is, ye are endowed and benefited. "Of" speaks, again, as a preposition designating the method that these blessings come, and that is the Lord. He's the bestower of the blessings, which, referring back to the Lord, made heaven and earth, and that's, again, added to emphasize the greatness of the blessing. Now, you could break down the blessings of the Lord in several categories. One would be physical life, and we'll consider that briefly today. Physical life is a blessing. It is a blessing from God. Physical life, he blesses us with that, and he also sustains that life. And everything that God does to sustain our life is a blessing. Notice in Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 17, verse 25. The last part of that verse, he giveth to all life and breath and all things pertaining to that life. So he is the creator of life. He is the sustainer of life. And in sustaining life, he has to be mindful of us. And in Psalm 115 and 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us, conveying the idea of the Lord pays attention to us. If he did not, you could not live. He is aware of us. He observes us. It speaks of the thoughtfulness of God concerning you and I. It is the Lord's loving and care for us. It's God's provision for us. All of that just to sustain life. All of that is just to keep us living. Again, you are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. So God blesses us with life. God also endows us with means to enjoy that life. God didn't just give us life, but he also gave us the means to enjoy life. And these are all blessings. And these are blessings that we take for granted. These are blessings that we don't even think about many times. You think about the means that God has given us to enjoy life. Sight. That brings us enjoyment. Hearing. That brings us enjoyment. Taste. Oh, the blessing of taste. These are blessings. Smell. Touch. Talking about the senses. Those are all blessings of the Lord. He blesses us with physical and mental abilities. Some more than others, of course, but those physical and mental abilities bring enjoyment. He blesses us with the ability to love. Just think what life would be like if you didn't have that ability. He not only does that, he blesses us with the feeling to be loved. That is the feeling of love received from someone else. Think of what life would be like if you didn't have that. These are all blessings of God. These are all things that bring us boundless enjoyment. He blesses and blesses us with material possessions, which is minute compared to what we just spoke of. But he blesses us with material blessings to add to the enjoyment of life. He gives us creation to enjoy. Those are all blessings of God. A simple flower is a blessing from God. It makes life more enjoyable, and on we could go. But he blesses with activities that bring enjoyment to life. He blesses us with the ability to do those activities, and many of those activities bring us enjoyment to life. So God not only has given us life, he not only sustains life, he gives us the ability to enjoy life. And if you think upon all of those things, you come to the same conclusion that David came to, my cup runneth over. When you think of all the ways that God, and it's impossible for you and I to think of all the ways that God has blessed us, but you begin to think of the blessings of life, the sustaining of life, and you think upon those things and you meditate upon those things and you say, my cup runneth over. That is, I am abundantly blessed. And you look back upon your life. And there have been innumerable circumstances. You and I cannot remember all the circumstances that we've experienced in life. And we have forgotten most of the circumstances that we have experienced in life. Some that we consider good, some that we consider bad. But even those that we consider bad, they have benefited us, so they're blessings. So they too are blessings. So you think of all our lives, the innumerable circumstances. You think of all the unseen dangers. There are dangers that we see, and those frighten us. But if we had any idea of the unseen dangers that are all around us, we would live in constant fear. But God blesses us. He doesn't even allow us to be aware of the innumerable dangers that are around us. But you think of all the circumstances, all the unseen dangers. You think of all the turns in the road. And at every turn, whether we realize it or not, at every turn there's been the power of God. There's been the wisdom of God. There's been the grace of God. There's been the mercy of God. There's been the love of God. There's been the kindness of God, the long-suffering of God, the guidance of God. We have been blessed. And we say with David, "My cup runneth over." When you just begin to think upon the blessings of God. That's why when we murmur and complain, and we all do, what God must think of that? He blesses us abundantly. We read in Psalm 124, verses 1 and 2, it's twice stated, "If it had not been the Lord who was for us," if it had not been the Lord. The thought there is the gracious and merciful intervention of God in life. There are demons all around. The forces of hell all around. And if it had not been for the Lord, if it were not for the Lord, we'd have never made it. And the older we get, the more years we have of life, the more blessings we have that have been put to our account. You think of the gracious and merciful hand of God upon our lives, even when we don't realize. There's been many times we realize it, and that brings us great enjoyment also. But God's hand has always been upon our life. And that's a great blessing. What is revealed in these words, if it had not been for the Lord, if it were not for the Lord, the children of Israel would have been destroyed many times. On many different occasions, there was a host of enemies that rose up against Israel. And their purpose was to destroy. And they would have, were it not for the Lord. And you take Pharaoh, you take the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Philistines, the Syrians, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Midianites, and on we could go, the Amalekites. All of these had great animosity toward God's people. They had wrath toward God's people. They were bent on the destruction of God's people. And when these enemies of Israel rose up against the Lord's people, God delivered them. Were it not for the Lord, they would have been destroyed. Were it not for the Lord, Moses would have been killed by Pharaoh. David would have been killed by Saul. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have burned up in the furnace. Daniel would have been killed in the lions. On and on we could go. If it were not for the Lord, the children of Israel would have been swallowed up alive by the wrath of the wicked. And then you apply that to ourselves. If it had not been for the Lord, you think of all the times that you and I have failed to resist the suggestions of Satan. There have been many. The times that we have failed to resist the suggestions of the flesh, there have been many. The times that we have failed to resist the temptations of the world, there have been many. And if it were not for the Lord, where would we be? Where would we be? You think of the many times we have willfully and stubbornly followed our flesh. And were it not for the Lord, where would we be? There are people, we have done things in our life, and by God's mercy and grace, it did not ruin our lives. And then other people do the same thing and it destroys them. God's blessed us. Think of the times that we've wandered from the Lord. There have been many. Think of the times we've wandered in our thoughts. from the Lord. And if it were not for the Lord, where would we be? Well, we wouldn't be here. You think of the mistakes that we've made. Where would we be if it were not for the Lord? You think of the foolish things we have done. Is there anyone here that has not done anything foolish and just plain downright stupid? We do those things. And God intervenes and blesses. And then you think of the mistakes we would have made were it not for the Lord. And then you think of the foolish things that we would have done were it not for the Lord. There have been trials, there have been difficulties, there have been obstacles, there have been fierce battles, and on we can go. And if it were not for the Lord, where would we be? So we can say with David, my cup runneth over. When we just think of physical life, again, that phrase, my cup runneth over, is indicative of the blessings of God. And in the realm of physical life, our cup runs over. But it gets better than that. There are the blessings of salvation. And we'll look at that next week. But again, we ought to be able to say every single day, and if we take the time to meditate upon God's goodness, God's grace, we say every day, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. That'll keep you from getting depressed. That'll keep you from saying, oh, I'm having a horrible day. Really? Horrible? Horrible? Think upon the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. If we think we're having a horrible day, and no doubt, some days are better than others and some days worse than others in our minds. But if we think we're having a horrible day, we're looking at it the wrong way. We really are. Because we've been blessed by God. My cup runneth over. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We pray, Lord, you'd forgive us for the many times that we fail to recognize your hand in our lives and many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Again, Lord, we thank you for Psalm 23. We pray, Lord, that you would help us and enable us to live that psalm. We pray now, Lord, that you'd be with us. Help us, Lord, to honor you and glorify you in everything that we say and everything we do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Good to see everybody this morning. It's a beautiful Lord's Day, and I'm sure the Lord is pleased that each of us have taken time out to be in His house today to worship Him. We're going to ask you to stand together and turn your books to 331. Surely goodness and mercy. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. All the days of my life, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. Beside the still water, He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Dark lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansion He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days. All the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall feast at the table set for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. All the days of my life. We're going to ask Brother Jim Clark to lead us in prayer at this time, please.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for your abundant mercies and your love. Lord, we're thankful for saving us and adding us into this church. Thankful, Lord, for this church to stand for. Thankful for each one you've placed in this body, Lord. Thankful, Lord, for Pastor, pray for him today, Lord, that you would listen to him the message. Be with his health, Lord, that raise him up his strength, Lord, for today, and heal the body, Lord, for your way. And be with sharing, Lord. Be with all sickness. Those that are dealing with sicknesses, Lord, we think of Sister Renee, especially you should be with her, and Mike, Trevor, Lord. Dwayne, lift him up, Lord. Sister Nancy, be with her. And Sister Mary, she's away, Lord, watch over her. Lord, there's so many dealing with different issues in their lives. Pray for those with marriage issues, Lord. You just bless them, that heal those, Lord, if it be your will. And just pray for us. Pray for our sister church, and pray for those without pastors, that you provide them men, Lord, for their churches, Lord. Just pray for this. And just pray for our missions. Pray for the Jameses. Pray for Brother James, his health too, Lord. You be with him and his wife, Lord. And we're thankful for them, Lord, and the work they do. And just thankful for all our churches, sister church. I pray for our elderly pastors today, Lord. And pray for their wives and the needs there, Lord, with their health issues and things that they're going through. Lord, we are thankful for the devotion this morning, thankful for the blessings of that, and we are thankful, Lord, for just all that you do. And just we are thankful, Lord, also we think of godly mothers that you've given us, Lord.
Amen.
For them. Just pray for them, Lord. Pray for those that went on to be be with you, Lord.
No, Lord. Thank you for
them too. To lift them up and just thankful for the ones that's going on to be with you. Thankful for all what you do. Pray for this service today. Especially pray for those that might be lost amongst us, Lord.
Oh, touch
pray
our
for
hearts.
Them that you might save them, Lord, to be your will. Pray not everything be done. Just lift and praise your name. We ask this and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 312. Purpose or plan when trying the servant and molding a man. Give thanks to the Lord, though your testing seem long, and darkness he giveth a song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he made that I take, for when I am sad and very fine, I shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bowed to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake, he knoweth the end. Testing come from above. God strengthens his children and purges in love. My Father knows best, and I trust him his care. Through purging more fruit I will bear. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he made that I take, for when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. I think this song is never more true than it is today in our very volatile world we live in. Let's turn our books to 376. 376. I don't know who holds, I know who holds tomorrow, I should say. Not don't. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies may turn. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. staff is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every bird is getting lighter, every cloud is silver line. Though the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know. About tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds a sparrow is the one who stands by me. Then the path that be my portion may be through the flame or blood, but his presence goes before me, and I've shivered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who's tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Let's turn to 378. 378.
See each one this morning. We wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. We do want to remember Sister Renee in prayer. We're glad that she's here with us.